Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, it's Damian Barling reminding you to check out the Sacramento Kings podcast right here on the Hoopball Podcast Network for all of your Sacramento Kings news and notes. You can follow me on Twitter at Damian Barling, and you can follow us at Hoopball Kings. Don't miss a single episode of the Sacramento Kings podcast right here on the Hoopball Podcast Network.
Before we begin the show, we want to bring you a message from our friends at MyBookie. I hope you guys feasted up on the MyBookie Turkey Day free play that allowed users to grab themselves a risk-free bet up to $250. It was basically a free shot at trying to double your money. If you didn't get in on that, what are you doing? No, but seriously, now is the time to get some skin in the game with MyBookie, where odds boosts, lightning deals, and free bets await all season long. And with the NFL playoffs right around the corner, we know who these teams are, we know what they are capable of, and it's not difficult to find some value in the lines. Especially if you're going to bet against the Pittsburgh Steelers because they look awful right now. Anyways, whether you're a first-time customer or have been playing with MyBookie for years, there is no shortage of value to be found in thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests that they offer every week. Sign up or get reloaded today, find an edge, make your bet, and get paid. They also boast a fully fledged casino platform, giving you access to all the classic table, slot, and card games you'd expect to find at your local spot. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close, so you can continue to build your bankroll even after the stadium lights have gone out. Make the right play and sign up today at MyBookie, and when you do, use promo code HOOPBALL to get your deposit matched halfway, all the way up to $1,000. The terms are simple. You put in the $200, they'll match you with another $100 in your account. If you were already planning to bet this season, this is free betting money. It's winning season at MyBookie, so come on in and join the fun and win some cash while you're at it. Now, on with the show!
The following is a HoopBALL presentation.
What's up, everybody, and welcome into the HoopBALL Chicago Bulls podcast, a quick post-game edition. Bulls fall to the Kings, 128-124 at the Golden 1 Center in Sacramento. I've got to tell you first, and first off, we're brought to you by MyBookie and Manscaped. Go check out our awesome sponsors. They will do a lot for you if they have a product that suits your needs. I honestly look at a game like tonight, and I see a young Bulls backcourt that is rising to the occasion. Coby White was absolutely awesome tonight. He scored 36 points, and he played 40 minutes. He was 15 of 23, 4 of 9 from beyond the arc, 7 assists. He had 36 points. Coby White is going to be a star in this league if he continues to play the way that he is in his second year. Zach LaVine had 32 points,
on 13-24 shooting. He was only 3 of 11 from beyond the arc, but he had 7 boards and 3 assists. The thing is for Sacramento, they got a great performance tonight from Marvin Bagley. Rashawn Holmes was amazing. The Bulls could not do anything to stop the Kings in the paint. And Tyrese Halliburton scored 15 of his 17 total points in the fourth quarter. Tyrese Halliburton, for as much as we talk about Patrick Williams being an absolute stud and how he's going to have a big impact on the Bulls' future, Tyrese Halliburton was passed up by 11 different teams. Everybody thought that Tyrese Halliburton was going to go in the top 5, whether it be by the Hornets or the Kings, or rather, he was drafted by the Kings, by the Hornets, the Bulls, or the Cavs. Everybody thought that 1-2 was going to be Anthony Edwards and James Wiseman. LaMelo Ball was a little bit of that wild card. But I honestly feel like when you look at Tyrese Halliburton, how versatile he is. I mean, 17 points on 7-15 shooting. 6 assists, 7 boards. De'Aaron Fox went out early in the first quarter. He's the primary point guard for Sacramento. And tonight, Tyrese Halliburton took over. He was commanding the floor in the fourth quarter. But it was really a fourth quarter of dueling guards. Tyrese Halliburton for Sacramento, Zach LaVine and Coby White for Chicago. Garrett Temple saw 33 minutes of action tonight. And Garrett Temple, despite the fact that he's not really going to be a part of the Bulls' future, is a huge part of the Bulls' present. This is somebody that's a glue guy. He's somebody that is going to be a versatile piece up and down the lineup. He can play a multitude of different positions. And with a Bulls team that, at least right now, is trying to win, because why not? They're playing well enough to where you feel like they can win some ball games. And if you achieve a record of over 500, I think that that is a solid year. Garrett Temple gives you an opportunity to do that. Denzel Valentine played really well in 21 minutes off the bench tonight. 10 points. He had a plus 10. 4 of 10 from the field, but he had 5 assists, 4 rebounds. I liked what I saw from him. I like how Denzel Valentine is playing in a competent system. But again, there are faults here, and the Bulls' defense on the interior was a huge fault. The front court for Sacramento of Rashawn Holmes, Marvin Bagley, and Harrison Barnes. You can consider Harrison Barnes a part of the front court or not, but he is technically the small forward. The starting front court for Sacramento combined for 65 of their 128 points. By the way, I forgot if I gave the final score off the top. Bulls lose to Sacramento 128-124. This game was tied at the end of 3 quarters. Kings outscored the Bulls 35-31 in the fourth quarter. From a percentage perspective, and I want to do the math briefly so I don't have to pause this podcast and re-record it, because I think I've got the math done in my head. The front court for the Kings was a combined 25 of 35. Or 30, yeah, 35. That's 71.4%. The Kings' front court shot over 70% from the field tonight. That is a failure of your paint defense. That's a failure of guarding the basket. The Sacramento Kings, and even though the Bulls had 62 points in the paint, the Sacramento Kings had 62 points in the paint. Neither team tonight was good defensively inside the key. And that's a problem for the Bulls that continues to show up. But I look at Rashawn Holmes. In my opinion, if you're playing good defense, there is no way on God's green earth, whether you believe in God or not, I'm not trying to get religious on this podcast, whether you believe in God or not, on God's green earth, a power forward should not be 10 of 11 from the field. Ever. If you're playing good interior defense, a power forward should not be 10 of 11 from the field. Rashawn Holmes should not score 24 points in a basketball game. Marvin Bagley had a double-double in the first half.
He finished with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Not acceptable to me. For as much as Marvin Bagley has been getting bashed in Sacramento, I can't look at that performance tonight and say it was anything other than a failure of the Bulls to adjust adequately defensively. And Otto Porter Jr., for as well as he has played, was terrible defensively tonight. He was terrible offensively tonight. He scored 3 points on 1 of 8 shooting, 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. Patrick Williams tonight, he looked like a rookie. He only played 22 minutes. He had 5 fouls. He looked like a rookie. He did not look comfortable. He did not play comfortable. And it showed with Billy Donovan starting Garrett Temple over him in the second half. To start the third quarter, it was Garrett Temple on the floor and not Patrick Williams. We have to adjust our expectations for Patrick Williams. Because this is a 19-year-old kid. This is a guy that played one season of college basketball primarily off the bench. You cannot get too upset with what Patrick Williams is at this point in his development. I'm not. He's entitled to bad games. But it shows that going into the second half, Billy Donovan wanted to play the veterans. He didn't want to play Patrick Williams. Maybe that's because of his foul trouble. I believe he had 3 fouls at the half. But Patrick Williams is still a work in progress. Instant gratification seems to be all too much the norm these days in basketball or in life outside of sports. Bulls fans were encouraged by how well he played in the 4-game preseason and how well he's played at times, and he is going to be a great player. But we cannot expect that he's going to end up being a superstar in year one. He's a good player that's a work in progress. And sometimes when you have a bad night, you gotta sit on the bench a little bit. Problem is, the Bulls are rolling 9 guys deep right now. Daniel Gafford picked up 3 fouls in 11 minutes and had just 4 points. Daniel Gafford has had back-to-back games of really subpar play. The Bulls need to get Lauri Markkanen back. They need to get Tomas Satoranski back. And I never thought I would say this. They really need to get Chandler Hutchison back. Because Chandler Hutchison is somebody that is going to be able to play 3 through 4. It's just a matter of having bodies. Having healthy bodies. Having bodies that are comfortable running what Billy Donovan is putting out there. One other thing to note, Wendell Carter Jr. had a phenomenal night on the boards. Had a double-double, 11 points, 4 of 9 shooting, but he had 17 rebounds. A lot of people had issues with him defensively tonight. But if you're getting 17 rebounds, you're doing something right. Even if you are schematically not playing that well defensively, you're still doing something right. I don't want to overanalyze this type of stuff. This is a work in progress. You're going to have nights where you beat a team like the Dallas Mavericks and beat a team like the Portland Trail Blazers. You're also going to have nights when you lose to the Sacramento Kings. But at least right now, you're not getting whipped. You're not in that first and second game of the season when you're giving up 39, 40, 41 points in the first quarter. And the Bulls found a way to win last night, giving up 39 points in the first quarter. You're encouraged with what you see from the backcourt. The backcourt is as good as it's been since the days of Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler. That's my opinion. Kobe White and Zach LaVine are playing as well together right now as a Bulls backcourt has played since Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler together at the end of the Tom Thibodeau era. That's my opinion. Doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. But it's progress. And progress is what we wanted to see in this year of the Chicago Bulls. And even though you desperately wanted them to win tonight to get over 500 before you have to go to LA to face the Lakers and the Clippers back to back, you still feel good about the direction this team is headed, especially given that they have been shorthanded each of the last 4 games.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap this game up and look ahead to the Bulls and the Lakers on Friday night. That's right, Friday night from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. You are listening to the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast on the HoopBall Network.
Support for HoopBall comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I am talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. That's why the revolutionary company Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so this trimmer cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. Even if you do feel like giving a gift after Christmas is over, totally fine, no judgment. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut-free, and smelling nice down there. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just nasty. Okay, I have alopecia, which is a hair loss disease, so I don't use a trimmer, period. But if I did use one down below, it would definitely come from Manscaped. The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant in your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And yes, your balls stink. Speaking of sweaty and stinky balls, which also includes all three-pointers shot by Wendell Carter Jr., I'm thankful for their Crop Reviver. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. And these products smell good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. The Perfect Package also will come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Tis the season to manscape, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, and your friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
Welcome back to the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. Going to look at a couple of the team stats from tonight's loss to the Kings, 128-124 at the Golden 1 Center in Sacramento. Bulls fall to 4-5 on the season. Kings improve to 4-4. Looking at the team stats, Bulls shot 53% from the field. Kings shot 52%. Bulls, 14 of 40 from beyond the arc, 35%. Kings, 14 of 37, 38%. From the free throw line, and this was a big disparity in terms of the Bulls' interior defense. Chicago was 12 of 15 from the line, 80%. Sacramento was 20 of 27. The percentage was worse, but you go to the line 12 more times. In a four-point game, that makes the difference. Bulls were once again positive in the rebounding margin. They were a plus 4, 43 boards to 39 for Sacramento. Kings had 30 assists, Bulls had 27. Points in the paint were even at 62 apiece. Both teams were either A, great offensively in the paint tonight, or B, porous defensively. This is the worst the Bulls have been in the paint since they allowed 74 points in the paint to the Indiana Pacers in the second game of the season. Bulls, in terms of points off turnovers, they allowed the Kings to score 22 points off turnovers. Bulls scored just 12 points. Kings only turned the ball over 7 times. Bulls turned the ball over 16 times. And to me, turnovers are still a problem. Zach LaVine turned the ball over 6 times. He accounted for almost half of the Bulls' 14 turnovers. Garrett Temple turned the ball over 4 times, Thad Young 3 times. So 3 players
combined for 13 of your 14 turnovers. In the words of that meme from the internet, not great, Bob. I actually don't know what that meme comes from, but I like to say that a lot, even if the person that I'm talking to is not named Bob. By the way, I realize that that noise that you just heard in the background, it is my chair moving. It is not me doing, well, exactly what you thought it might. My board is not functioning well tonight, so I'm recording this podcast on my phone, and I'm hopeful that I'll get my mixer board working again. It's a board from the 1980s, so cut me a little bit of slack. I didn't pay for it. I worked for a minor league baseball team in Montana, and when they decided that they were relocating, nobody wanted the broadcast equipment, so I just said, why not? I'm going to take it for myself. So I record on a 1985 Tyline codec for all of you broadcast nerds out there. But right now it's not booting up. I think it will be fine. It goes through little fits and other fits right now. So that's really all I got to say about this game. Bulls, hopefully, will go down to LA. If they split in Los Angeles, I think that's a victory, but I can't necessarily be sure. These are the two best teams that they are going to play so far this season. You've got the defending NBA champions, and then you've got a team that could potentially be the NBA champions. So through your first 10 games of the year, you could face three of the best 10 teams in the NBA. And if you come out of this stretch, this first 11-game stretch, I should say, three of the first 11, if you're 5-6, Bulls are 4-5 right now, if you come out of this 5-6, then I think you have to feel pretty good about where you're at once you do return to Chicago. And on that note, we're going to say goodbye here on the Hoopball Chicago Bulls podcast. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Appreciate everybody that does support this product. Bulls lose 128-124 to the Sacramento Kings at the Golden 1 Center. Good night from the state capital of California, Sacramento.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Hoop Bowl Chicago Bulls podcast. If you've made it this far, stick around for a little while longer. Do you like free stuff? Everybody loves free stuff. What's the stuff? The Bruise Letter is back. Oh yes, back and fresh for the 2020-2021 NBA season. Our founder, Aaron Bruschi, is writing an email newsletter filled with his most intimate fantasy nuggets. It's exclusive content you cannot find anywhere else. It's not on the website. It's not in any podcast. It's not on social media. It's only in the email newsletter, and you can sign up to get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/bruiseletter2021 and sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly/bruiseletter2021. Aaron Bruschi, straight to your inbox. And also, folks, we've got to tell you about the Fantasy Pass. Fantasy draft season is over, and you Bruschi 150'd your way to a hell of a team. But the season has just begun. The Fantasy Pass is still the best deal in the industry at just $4.99 per month. And now that we're into the regular season, there's zero commitment. Sign up for 1 month for $5. If you don't like it, you can cancel. We know you'll love it, but it's always nice to have that option. The Fantasy Pass has everything you'll need to dominate all year. Updating projections, new fantasy appraiser tools, schedule and streaming charts, pickups, drops, and our newest and coolest feature, the Hoop Ball Discord server, where you all can hang out with Hoop Ball pros around the clock and get one-on-one help with your team. So please do check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com and click on the Fantasy Pass ad just below the main media wall.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.